This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas's poorest school districts continue to struggle to hire enough certified teachers. A report this month from the New Teachers Project, a nonprofit organization working to end educational inequality, comes to the conclusion many school students in Arkansas are being taught by non-certified teachers. Too many, according to the report. Last week, we reached Elizabeth Kelly, an analytic director at TNTP, and asked her about the report and about what constitutes a certified teacher.
Each state gets to decide that. And in Arkansas, they have requirements to become a certified teacher. Generally, they involve like education, a licensure exam, various requirements like that. So when we say teachers who are not certified, we're talking about folks that just don't hold that full certification from the state. So it could be a long-term substitute. It could be someone on some sort of emergency waiver because they don't have one of the requirements that the state is asking for.
Arkansas has about twice the amount of uncertified teachers in classrooms as the national average, but this isn't spread out democratically across the state. Some districts have far more uncertified teachers than others. Where are they?
That's right. So when we look at a map of the state with districts and uncertified teachers, we see that those high levels of uncertified teachers are mostly concentrated in the Delta region and in the southern state. And those are also parts of the state that have the highest percentage of students of color.
This is not a new problem, a teacher shortage in Arkansas. This has been going on for some time. Part of the reason is that, right, to become a certified teacher, you need the bachelor's degree. Arkansas among the lowest in the country with people who have bachelor's degrees. And it's tough if you don't have enough money to spend on a college education.
That's right. We also find that the communities that have high levels of uncertified teachers also have the lowest levels of bachelor's degrees in many cases within their own community. So the folks that are already there maybe don't qualify for the state's existing alternative certification programs that can allow someone who has a bachelor's degree in another field to become certified fairly quickly and cheaply compared to getting a whole new degree. But first, you have to have that bachelor's degree to qualify.
So at least for that hurdle, it's somewhat cyclical.
That's right. That's right. So one of our recommendations in this paper is that the state have a pathway to help folks that do not have bachelor's degrees that might already be working in classrooms. So paraprofessionals, teachers, aides, long-term subs, these folks that are teaching on emergency waivers, to get them to a bachelor's degree and certification as one process. And then if there's additional money allocated to districts by the state to help close that gap, that would be helpful as well.
Are there benchmarks that a state with such a severe teacher shortage can set, I mean, X number by 2025 or 2027?
We can, but I think it is definitely a local. I mean, again, if you look at the report, you can see that there are some districts that have, 50% of their teachers that don't hold certification, and other districts where they're fully certified are very few. So as a state, I think it's important not to think about it like in the aggregate. It's about where those teachers are most needed and are they getting there? Because, we can train all the teachers, wonderful teachers in the state that we want, but if they're not choosing to teach in the districts that need them most, the problem isn't going to be solved.
Teaching is an incredibly difficult job. Say you get certified. The state minimum is under $34,000 salary for a teacher. So there's that challenge because that's not a lot of money. And then there is the disparity. Richer districts can pay more, so they become more attractive and can take away potential new teachers.
That's right. And, when we spoke with district leaders in high shortage districts, that was something that they pointed out to us that definitely does happen. And so that is one of our recommendations is that we would try to close the gaps between those higher and lower paying districts. And also we know that there are incentives that the state offers to teach in these high shortage districts, but not all teachers know about them. So making sure that that information is widely available on the district's website so that folks know, that on top of that state minimum or whatever the lower salary is, the extra bonuses they might qualify for that could become part of their salary for teaching in a district that really needs them.
Speaking of not knowing, some of these programs that have been created to help non-teachers become teachers, they exist, but it's difficult, it appears, for some of those programs to get in front of a lot of Arkansans.
That's right. So one of our recommendations for the state, the State Department of Education, is to sort of streamline the website and communications around those things so that folks can have a really clear idea of what the options are, what the pathways are. And so that is, I think, something that they're thinking about doing.
Is this something, this is not going to be, the shortage is not going to be taken care of in a year or two or three. This is a longer term effort, I suppose.
It definitely is. But we think that the state is piloting some things and working in the right direction. The State Department of Education provided us with great data. And none of these things were news to them. I mean, we have folks in the State Department of Education that are well aware of and working on these issues. And so I think that, like, between the work that they are putting in and some of the recommendations for additional interventions, that we're on the right track to see movement here.
Yeah, the report mentions there has been a foundation built by the Arkansas Department of Education. What are some of the bricks in that foundation?
Yep. So the incentive programs that currently exist, they offer incentives to teach in high shortage districts. There's one specifically for minority teachers to teach in high poverty districts, because we know that lots of those students are students of color, and that there is a benefit of teachers, for all students to be exposed to teachers of color. As well as for same race between teacher and student. So there's that incentive. There are others that provide loan forgiveness for folks that have completed their teacher education and are teaching in high need districts. And there are alternative certification pathways that exist within the state, including one that they are piloting around more of what I was talking about with getting folks to and through a bachelor's degree who do not currently have one and then to become certified.
What will it take to narrow the gap between the districts that pay the most and the districts that pay the least? How do we make it so those richer districts aren't so attractive to would-be teachers?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, more money. I think there are incentives that currently exist that are not fully funded by the state legislature, that fully funding those is a concrete step that could be taken, because that will help close the gap.
Elizabeth Kelly is an analytic director at the New Teacher Project. We talked with her last week. We have a link to the report, Missing Out, Arkansas's Teacher Shortage and How to Fix It, at OzarksAtLarge.com.